Father, we thank you. And I'm going to share this one scripture that I had. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you so much that you had our back. I was able to relax and just say what you said to say, I believe. I thank you, Lord, that hearts are open to hear. I thank you, Lord, that change comes in the lives of so many today. They see the liar for who he is. They rise up and take hold of the creation that you have made them. Psalm 139 says, you made us fearfully and wonderfully. And we believe and receive that today, Lord God. Isaiah 10:27, you can put that on the screen if you have it. If you don't, it's all right. But all of this can happen when you yield to God. And it might not happen immediately. But if you keep pressing, you keep persevering, you keep pushing in to the word of God, obeying God, seeking his face, it'll happen. It'll happen, and it'll happen. Young ladies, young women, the Lord said, I made you to be Regina's queens. He said, live that life. Young men, he said, I made you to be kings. Live that life. Body of Christ, I made you to be prosperous. Live that life. I made you to be well. Live that life. Accept nothing less than all of my promises. Isaiah 10:27. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Psalm 105 and 15. You are anointed, so the devil can't be picking on you. He can't be trying to show you something different to what God says. We usually think of Psalm 105 and 15 as a prophet or a minister of the gospel, but God says this is his body. And he's saying to the devil and saying to each other and to the world, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Do my body no harm. Coronavirus, do my body no harm. Cancer, do my body no harm. Joblessness, poverty, do my job, my body no harm. And then 1 John 2:27. As God is calling us to excellence in all things, as AJ was praying this morning, he prayed a statement that the Lord just dropped into my spirit yesterday. And I wrote it down, and I was just weeping before God. I said, God, there is nothing, absolutely nothing in this world that's better than you are, that's greater than you are. Nothing. 1 John 2:27, but the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you. And ye need not that any man teach you. That is, when you put the word, they don't have to teach you this word. Now, that doesn't mean you can't be taught. Some people say, well, no, I don't have to go to church because I can teach myself. He said, no, I have taught you already. I shouldn't have to teach you this again. That's what he's talking about. But as the same anointing which teacheth you of all things, and is the truth, and is of no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in therein. You're going to abide in that word, in him. You're going to abide in that word until you become just like God wants you to become. The Lord just gave me this picture of a tanner. T-A-N-N-E-R. They take the hide of the leather from an animal, And they work with that hide over and over and over a period of time until it becomes supple and what you want. And then that's why you get the leather boots and the leather coats and the leather whatever. They have to work it. You wouldn't go out there and just skin a deer and then just put the hide on and wear it. No, it has to be worked. It takes time. So God is calling you to be the person, calling CFC and the entire body of Christ to be the people, the church, that he's the head of, that he's called us to be. If you make that commitment today to God, he will help you. And the enemy won't steal that from you like he did this. Because I don't know when I picked this notebook up. I pulled it out from somewhere, but I wrote that in August. I should have been working on what's in here. God is so good. Father, we thank you, as I said, that the word has gone forth.